could be affected.
It is going to be a ferociously dangerous game for anyone with extremities that are exposed to the elements for any period of time. The ball is going to feel like a brick being tossed around. The defense is going to be just absolutely gassed the longer the plays go on. So look for short plays on Saturday, that's for sure.
The U.S. hit more Houthi rebel bases in Yemen overnight in response to their escalating attacks on Western shipping in the Red Sea. And his aides insist Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was planning those strikes from the hospital where he was being treated for prostate cancer initially without telling even the White House where he was.
The DOD says he monitored the strikes and gave the go-ahead from his hospital room at Walter Reed. The president yesterday said the lack of disclosure about his condition was a lapse in judgment, but that he still has confidence in his Secretary of Defense.
CBS's Christina Ruffini at the White House. Overseas, Taiwan's ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te has just won an unprecedented third term for his Democratic Progressive Party. China continues to claim the breakaway island as its own. The U.S. has long supported Taiwan's independence. In dozens of world capitals today, protests against Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. Israel denies it's been blocking aid to the territory's increasingly desperate civilians. CBS's Charlie Daggett has spoken with an Israeli military officer at a border crossing run by Israel.
The colonel told us aid agency understaffing is more to blame for failing to distribute food, which he described as more than enough to feed the entire population. Whatever the case, there's a disconnect between the Israeli military and aid agencies, and it's the residents of Gaza who are suffering because of it.
Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. Now, the FAA says Boeing's 737 MAX 9 jets will be sitting on the runway till about midweek, and a Boeing 737 with 66 on board has returned to its departure airport in Japan after a crack in the window. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
When they go to a doctor to seek help.
Wang says social media algorithms are keeping users in so-called information silos, left to discern what is true. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for Wisconsin school children slightly rebounded last year, but remain well below pre-pandemic levels. Studies show misinformation regarding the COVID-19 vaccine has cost the U.S. up to $300 million a day in healthcare and economic losses since 2021. It's also contributed to an estimated 300,000 preventable deaths of unvaccinated individuals. With COVID-19 cases still circulating, Wang says scientists can also use social media to create health content and regain the public's trust.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
Wang says social media users should look for health information from established medical institutions and avoid content making sensational medical claims. And she says, when in doubt, don't share information that lacks scientific credentials. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, snow and blowing snow. Winds continue to gust 30 to 35 out of the northwest. Temperatures fall throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy skies, single digits, wind chills down to 15 below zero. For Sunday, cloudy and cold, staying below zero with those wind chills.
It's 21 right now.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, second hour. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, joined by my faithful producer, Anastasia. And our guest today has been Joanna Adamicki, Special Events Coordinator with our city's Parks, Rec, and Forestry Department. And she is, shall we say, the big cheese, if you will, for Jamboree, making all of this possible from kind of like a leadership level, if that's fair to say.
Yes, I guess that's fair to say, but we've got a lot of people supporting this event.
We sure do. Yeah, like I said, I know a lot of different departments of the city come together.
Absolutely.
This is just parks.
Absolutely.
How big's your volunteer corps for Jamboree?
There are probably a couple of hundred volunteers over the course of the event that help us out with this Jamboree.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. And I know from my time in city council, Joanna is no stranger to big special events. I volunteered for I was part of Joanna's army, pun intended, when she had helped bring the Vietnam Vets Moving Wall Memorial. So we're all familiar with the wall in Washington, D.C. There's also a moving wall that visits different cities. And when it came here, I believe it was in 2021. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yes. And it was just amazing. It was amazing to volunteer. And it went like from Thursday through Sunday on Memorial Day weekend, also very appropriate. And each night, starting with the first night, there were, I believe there was 14 sons of Waukesha that were killed in Vietnam.
Correct.
And they're surviving family members were there, and Mayor Radley gave a nice speech. Other people spoke, and it was a really great tribute. And then different cities and different nights came, and there was a different ceremony honoring their loved and lost in Vietnam. And just it's very powerful to me, as I was explaining to Joanna earlier. The moving wall is a bigger deal to me than the actual the static or the main wall in Washington, D.C. I think it's just much more. There's just a stronger connection when it's in your hometown.
Sure.
And you could pay tribute to those that are on the walls, especially those, so many that served, that sacrificed so much in that war. And the fact that we're, you and I are of a certain age, we remember when they weren't treated very well.
Right.
And it wasn't until like mid-80s that we started really celebrating them again for their patriotism and their sacrifices in honor of our country. And so to be part of that, to me, was very special, having very close friends that kind of lost that battle with the war, even though they came back alive. And it was neat. I kept coming back every night. I volunteered, like, I think it was the second night, Friday night. But I kept coming back, bringing different family members to see it and be a part of it. And
it was definitely special for the community, our department, and the city, for sure. And just something I don't think any of us will ever forget.
Sure. Right. Yeah, no doubt. And do you also oversee the fireworks too?
Yes, the 4th of July fireworks is another one of our big events. The parade on the 4th of July. Yes. Actually, I should say the 3rd of July fireworks. We moved up.
That's right.
To the 3rd.
Sure.
Oktoberfest in Frame Park is another one of our large events.
So do they give you any days off, Joanna?
I get a couple here and there. But this is fun work, so I can't complain. It's great to see the community come out and enjoy themselves.
And I have to say, because I got to know people in different departments, and we I have to say, and I've lived in a lot of different cities and I've always been very skeptical about city government, but I'm really impressed with the way the city Waukesha runs in the different departments and parks in particular. You meet people that are passionate about their work and love doing what they do.
Well, the events, putting the events on the city really touch every department in the city, from mayor's office, the city attorney, the police department, fire department, DPW. I mean, everybody really has a hand in the events. So it's definitely a great undertaking and something that we're proud of and great community pride.
I love it.
Yep.
That's terrific. So returning back to the calendar, we got in the first hour, we got through about 2/3 of the way, I think. Now yes. Jamboree again starts on Friday the 19th, and opening night ceremonies from 5 to 9 is a must. Beer garden and fireworks just by itself is amazing, but there's also some great winter activities.
Of course. Fun things to do for everyone.
Yeah. So Saturday, January 27th.
So this is the start of our second weekend.
And there's the Frosty 5K that starts at the Schutze Rec Center Gym from 8 to 10.
Right. So for all of those that made those New Year's resolutions, here's your chance to get out.
No pressure.
No pressure. The Frosty 5K starts at Schutze, and you'll do a couple laps around the river. And it is a timed race, so you can work on your timing, but you can walk if you don't want to run. And we have lots of families that come out and do that. There's actually a free race for kids. They can run a 1K.
Nice.
For the kiddos that are with adults that have registered for the race. So it's a great way to introduce kids to outdoor running. And it's a lot of fun. And there's a hot chocolate bar, actually, when you're done running. So what's better than that?
That's nice. Hot chocolate bar with some adult options, maybe?
Not adult options, but lots of different toppings. And you can make it fun. Right, exactly.
So, terrific. And Joanna won't be encouraging you to bring your own flask, but I might. You know, some good Irish whiskey would really go well with some hot chocolate. Just my opinion, but. Then we have the Lure course at Minooka Park picnic area, 8 to noon.
Right. So that's something new that we're the Waukesha County Parks and Land Use is putting on at Minooka Park. So Lure course is something that is super fun for dogs.
Nice.
It'll get them tired out. So if you want to get them out and enjoying the Lure course, it's the dogs are chasing a lure, which is controlled by a remote, and it runs on a pulley system. So
the old dog racing with the electronic rabbit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw Bugs Bunny.
So the dogs, this really pulls into their instinctual prey drive. So they have a lot of fun. It's fun to watch, and your dogs will get all their energy out.
Okay. But there's no, the dogs won't fight each other, will
no,
they?
No,
there's
no.
There's a way to keep them.
There is, yeah. They've got this all figured out, and the dogs will have a fantastic time, and okay. I think people will enjoy watching them.
Is that how it's done?
That part, I'm not exactly sure the logistics of it, but they'll be chasing these lures.
All right. I think that might be something for my dog.
Right? We'll something fun to try.
I just worry about him and other dogs. So
sure.
That's terrific. But, oh, that's neat. And then later that Saturday, the 27th, we have Families Have a Hoot from 9 to 12 at Christ the Life Preschool.
Yes, so they have beautiful grounds that you can walk through their woods there.
Okay.
They'll offer some activities that, again, have to do with recycled materials.
Sure.
And a scavenger hunt in the woods, too. And then they have a special show called Miss Kim's Amazing Animals that's an interactive live animal program.
Neat.
That'll be fun to check out.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's great. And then we have some an ice sculpting competition in downtown Waukesha from 9 to 2. I remember how busy that was last year. That was really quite a happening.
It is fun. The Downtown Business Association puts this on, and yeah. The businesses sponsor the ice blocks, and the carvers come in, and they'll start carving in the morning for I think 5 hours or so.
Okay.
And they'll finish up about 2 o'clock, and then the judging begins, and the top carver does win some prizes.
Nice.
And it's always fun for people to kind of walk around and find their favorites. And so you'll be able to find that on the on the Jamboree website, actually.
And that's got to be a lot of a boost for the local businesses in downtown.
It's great to have people walking around. The carvers have been really awesome in talking people through what they're doing and the mechanics of ice carving.
That's very neat.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm going to take some vacation time so I can catch some of these events.
There you go.
So this is a Saturday 27th, so I'll be available once my show then ends at 9. And don't forget, Candace Strong from Trisha's Troops is my guest that day. You can learn about another amazing philanthropic organization in our city here that's doing some great work with cancer patients, providing a lot of support before, during, and after treatment. And so we were talking about the sculpting competition. And then there's Game Show to the Extreme, 10 to 11 at the library.
So the library always puts on really fun activities. And this will be another one not to miss. They're doing they're fashioning it after the Double Dare game of the 80s. So you come in and there'll be some wacky antics at this game show. And it'll be great for families. There's trivia and a little grime and slime, I'm told.
Oh, yeah.
So the library always does an awesome job, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's terrific. I was going to ask you real quick, has Carroll University been a partner at all with the Jamboree?
On and off through the years. Okay. They've hosted shows in the auditorium. And it's been on and off. We have new partners come in sometimes, and then other ones step away and new ones come in. So, yeah, they've been a part of it.
I hear the auditorium there is beautiful.
It
Greg
is.
Greg Wansnyder was telling me about it. So
it is.
Check it out sometime.
We brought in the PBS show What's Your Line many years ago.
Oh, neat.
And it was there at Carroll.
Wow. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So, well, we're about to do some more community messaging, but there is the rest of Jamboree to unpack here with Joanne Adamicki, special events coordinator who basically runs Jamboree every year, does a great job. And then mark your calendars for February 17th, Saturday, February 17th. My guest is County Supervisor Terry Thieme, who's up for re-election, former Waukesha policeman and alderman, my predecessor and good friend, and looking forward to having him on. So mark your calendars. Good way to kick off the election year coming up as this week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away. It's Jamboree time.
Help who you can. Talk about it. Talk about it. It's late in the morning, close to the time. When Mary's in the alley, she never stops smiling. Always love to see her. She means a lot to me, but I know she's got a hard time trying to make ends meet. Give it up. Share it out. Help who you can. I know you can. Talk about it. Talk about it.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up from bad spots. If you're on a pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know that crack, it appears to be maybe a foot 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack, you could have 10, 15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will
Welcome
not
back
be
to This Week in Milwaukee, is Shaw. And you're listening to Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I figured another good pick for this Martin Luther King weekend. And you know, you get the day off from school. Many of you get the day off from work. But I appreciate those that make it a day of service to honor Dr. King. Can't imagine he had very many days off in his lifetime with his devotion to the cause of freedom. And so instead of sitting in front of that TV, you know, do something nice in the community, volunteer. There's so many great opportunities here in the city to make a difference. And, Jamboree is very much a volunteer-driven event, as my guest Joanna Adamicki, special events coordinator, has been telling me about. And yeah, I mean, it's got to be very rewarding for the volunteers.
Yes, we have a lot of volunteers that really come from all walks of life. Students that are looking for volunteer hours. Yeah, kids that are in Key Club. Retired people, families come and volunteer together. So it's just a great way to get out and meet other people in the community and have a little fun and see something different.
Sure. Well, and we've been going through the calendar here. And again, opening night on the 19th is almost like opening night at the Olympics. There
right.
is a host of so many great activities. And it all takes place at Lowell Park, too.
Yes.
Which is handy. And then, of course, one of my favorites, the beer garden. And then the fireworks.
Right.
And so, you know, again, just a recap of opening night. Snow sculpting demo, ice and snow sculpting demo, snow slide, ice icicles, baby. The what am I missing here, Joanna?
Oh, there's a bonfire. There's a DJ yeah. there. There's a ice rink you can go skating. Curling will be offered. There's a snowball right. toss.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of fun things to do.
And then throughout the week, you know, some extreme events you can participate in, as well as many kind of artful type, you know, ranging from crafts to culinary to
right.
scientific exploration
to ninja activities
recycling,
hikes,
building a sled out of recycled materials. That's
right.
on Monday the 22nd.
So really
lots tie rolls on that same day.
Right. Lots of things indoors and out. So really, if being outside isn't your cup of tea, we've got lots of things to do indoors, too.
Well, do you remember when we were kids, like, you'd be playing outside sledding or doing whatever, and then you'd go inside, and after you'd have, like, some hot chocolate or maybe some lunch.
Sure.
The next thing was usually something of an artistic or cultural nature. Like,
sure.
You could watch TV, but that would drive mom and dad crazy. Like, do something. And
right.
That was usually the next thing was some sort of artistic venture, like, whether it was coloring or
sure.
some sort of arts and crafts. Or if mom let you cook, you know, making some cookies.
Right. There you go. Or nap time for some of us, too.
Yeah. Nap time. So that could be another Jamboree event in the future, you know.
Right.
I remember Alderman Eric Payne was my guest around the, well, it was more like closer to March last year. And he had mentioned here in the NAMI building, there was a space. I don't know if it was a part of NAMI or not, but it's where people could go and get hugs.
Mm.
And just like free hugs or something like that.
Sure.
So, or just cuddle. I forgot how it was. And no, it wasn't a brothel. It wasn't anything like that. It was just more of like kind of just a human contact, affection, support
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
And, mm-hmm.
A lot of history here in this building. So,
I bet.
Including some UFO history too. So, but Where we left off on the final leg of the show, if I remember correctly, was on Saturday the 27th, there was the ice sculpting competition. We did the game show To the Extreme at the library.
Right.
Oh, the Kreutzfeld flannel fly-in at the airport.
So that's something to check out. Yes, that's something to check out there. You head over to the airport. I don't know how many people and kids and families have been to the airport here in Waukesha. So it's great to go check it out. The aeronautical organizations will be out there with some activities. They'll have snacks and food. They'll have planes that you can see. And they've actually got another event towards the end of the weekend. But it's great to just get out there and see the airport here in town.
Neat. Especially since they don't do the fireworks anymore.
Right.
We go to Lowell Park for that.
Right.
And then an ice fishing clinic in Minooka.
Right. We're starting them young, getting the kids involved in ice fishing. So it's great just to even watch that event. The kids are so excited. Literally, they're pulling out a fish after every time they drop a line. And the Muskellunge Club of Milwaukee comes out to facilitate that. And they'll drill the holes in the ice and help the kids bait their hooks and get them in the water. And then the kids are pulling out fish. They just love it.
You know, me personally, I've never fished much in my life. Was never a huge fan. And so to me, like, ice fishing was even like maybe less appealing. But I can see for some people, like, it's a real high just being outside.
Sure.
Being with friends. But I understand, too, that the fish that you get at that time of year, I guess, are quite, they're very fresh for one. And
right.
It's a superior product than what you're getting in the warmer season.
For this clinic, we'll be putting the fish back so that the next family can catch them.
I was looking forward to throwing some of that on the frying pan. But, hey, we have much more to fry up here when we come back from these community messages on This Week in Waukesha as we get ready for the 39th annual Winter Jamboree with Joanna Adamicki, Special Events Coordinator, Parks and Rec, plus more community announcements here on This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant. And women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, snow, ice, and blustery winds across the nation's midsection. How cold is it? Here's CBS forecaster David Parkinson.
On this fine Saturday, we are likely to break records in three dozen cities. Your high temperature in certain places may not get above zero.
Frostbite warnings out in Iowa affecting campaigning for Monday's Republican presidential caucus. Overseas,
Taiwanese voters cast their ballots on Saturday at thousands of polling stations up and down the island. The campaign has been democracy in action, with lively rallies and a tight three-way presidential race.
CBS's Liz Palmer in Taipei, and the ruling DPP party has just won an unprecedented third term. In dozens of world capitals today, more mass protests planned against Israel's ongoing war in Gaza and against U.S. strikes on Houthi rebel positions along Yemen's Red Sea coast. There were more such strikes overnight. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Yeah. Packers Keyshawn Nixon named to the All-Pro team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon is in his second year of returning kickoffs and once again has been named to the AP's All-Pro first team. Matt LaFleur.
What an honor for everybody, because he can't do that alone. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, blocking for him, doing what they do, and so it's a credit to that whole unit, and certainly he's an incredible talent.
Keyshawn Nixon asked, what does it mean to be named the best kickoff returner in the league for a second consecutive year?
I think it's big for me and my accomplishment, but it's kudos to everybody. It always starts with the return unit, but for me, my accomplishments, they tell me some stat like the only people to ever go back-to-back was like Devin Hester and Cordell Patterson, so that's a hell of a group to be with.
The Packers take on the Cowboys in Dallas in the wild card playoffs Sunday. Has he ever returned one at AT&T Stadium?
I've never played in Dallas. It's going to be brand new for me.
That's the Packers kick returner, Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, snow and blowing snow. Winds continue to gust 30 to 35 out of the northwest. Temperatures fall throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy skies, single digits, wind chills down to 15 below zero. For Sunday, cloudy and cold, staying below zero with those wind chills.
It's 21 right now.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards, we're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back on This Week in Waukesha, and you're listening to Green Grow the Rushes by REM, one of my favorite bands from the 80s. Saw them twice, once at the Fox Theater in Detroit during the Life's Rich pageant tour, and then at the old Cobo Hall where the Pistons used to play during the Green Tour. And they had an opening act in that second concert. a couple of young ladies that no one ever heard of, and playing some kind of folksy stuff. And after a while, just growing, like, hey, you know, these guys could be really big. And then this was like in the spring. And then later that summer, I saw them on the Today Show. It was the Indigo Girls, and it was fantastic. It was just really neat. One of those neat moments of history to be a part of and see it live. And of course, REM put on a great show. But yeah, I picked Green Grow the Rushes since we have an extreme green theme for this year's Jamboree. And Joetta Anamiki's been done a great job walking me through the calendar of events going on. And boy, it really is. It's chock full of activities. We are still on Saturday, January 27th. I think we spent like two segments just on this one day. And don't forget, opening night is the 19th. And if you like fireworks and you like cold beer inside a warm tent, and as well as some fun outdoor wintertime activities, don't miss opening night for sure. That's going to be a lot of
fun. Lowell Park is the place to be.
Lowell Park is definitely the place to be. So, and I just realized I'll probably be missing it because I'll be broadcasting, weather permitting, our Friday night game of the week series. The game that was scheduled for what is all for you listening Friday night, well, it was last night, Catholic Memorial at Kettle Moraine, has been canceled. I found that out here on Thursday. Like most area high school games and school will be closed pretty much for all the schools in the area. So my apologies. And especially we have a new sponsor, Thrivent Lutheran, and they're hiring some sales representatives. A great company. It's been very established, very big part of the community. I should be getting an announcement from them very soon. In fact, yes, we do this during the game since there was no game, and we're going to make it up to them. Thrivent is growing and seeking financial advisors. To learn more about a career helping in Waukesha and your community, send your contact info to Matthew.Witkowski. That's W-I-T as in Tom, K-O-W-S-K-I at Thrivent.com. So Matthew.Witkowski at Thrivent.com. And really proud to have them as a sponsor for our Friday night game of the week basketball series here in WAUK. So, but back here with Joanna Adamicki and Waukesha Jamboree, and there's a host of sponsors here that make this event happen. The presenting sponsor, WM, and very fit. I'm sure they had a hand in the extreme green theme.
Great sponsor for us the last several years and just really help us put this on with almost 50 activities. Almost everything is free and could not do without those sponsors.
CBS 58 is a media sponsor. Premier, we have Educators Credit Union, Generac. It's just great to see these names. Citizens Bank. Kind of have trouble reading some of these. I'll have to get my eyes checked here. Let's just go right here. Lou Malnati's. Hobson, is that Hobson Motors?
Hobson, yes.
Yep. The Rotary Club of Waukesha, Sunrise Rotary Club, Ray's Grain Brewery, Silver Circle, Salvation Army, and of course, well, the major partner, of course, the Waukesha County Park System. So that's great. So really, and there's, you know, a host of great committee partners and activity partners. It really is a who's who of city organizations and I guess NGOs, you know, community leading organizations. And it's really great to see that level of participation and support to put this on.
Absolutely. We definitely could not do it without all of the community partners that really spend a lot of time and effort to put these activities on. And there aren't a lot of communities where you can literally go for 10 days and just try different activities, right, and have fun.
And I think you're saying that not many cities around the country, especially here in the Snow Belt, have like anything like a Jamboree like we have.
There are some longstanding events, but we're going on just about 40 years, and there are not many that have that kind of longevity. Right. I think it's really a tribute to this community and the fact that they support it, and we have great partners and sponsors in this event.
That's terrific. So, and then going back to that last day or this last weekend on the 27th, we have Make Your Own Historical Fun. That's down my alley, 10 to 4 at the County Museum.
Yes, we'll be at the museum. They'll have a variety of crafts you can do at the museum. Look at some old-fashioned toys. They'll have some, again, recycled materials that you'll be able to create art with. And of course, you get to check out the museum too, which is always fun, and seeing all the local history.
Yeah, I really need to do that. I'm embarrassed to say. I was there for the gala for the Sesquicentennial.
Nice.
Beautiful building.
It is.
But
it
I
is.
Really need to do really do the museum. And I missed an event here too. The the Extreme Annual Animal Fun that Haas is a part of.
So Haas is another one of our wonderful partners. You can come in and learn how to reduce, reuse, and recycle and help our animals in the environment at the same time. They've got lots of activities that you can do there, making some toys for the animals out of repurposed materials. Yeah. And you can either take them home to your pet or make them for the animals that are at Haas. So that's always very popular.
Sure. And then speaking of animals, we go back to Minooka Park from 11 till about 3. We have an Alaskan Malamute weight pull.
That's always just amazing to see. Now, the dogs are pulling up to 3,000 pounds on a cart. And they're not pulling through the snow. It's a wheeled cart. But it's just so majestic. These dogs are just so beautiful, and they're working. These are working dogs, and they love doing this, pulling the cart.
Neat. And then there's Extreme Green Mini Golf at the library from 11 to 3. Is that indoors or outdoors?
That'll be indoors. That'll be indoors at the library. You can test your putting skills and go through some literary green mini golf course there. So the library always does a great job. And for those that, again, don't want to be outdoors, golfing is something to try the library.
I love it. So, and then just outside the library, there'll be a penguin egg hunt that Sunrise Rotary Club.
Yes, they'll be. Sponsors. Yes, the Sunrise Rotary Club will be out there with Lil Chill, our penguin, and the Lil Chill will be dropping those eggs, and the kids will be hunting for the eggs in the snow. And it's always a great time. The kids just love it.
Sure. And then from 1 to 1:45, the CBS 58 Extreme Weather Experiment. And that's their own chief meteorologist, Drew Borgoyne, participates in that.
Yes, he will be leading that show and run through a variety of science experiments that are sure to be fun, and you'll learn about weather along the way.
Very fun. So, and then we're back to our extreme snow slide. This is probably like the third or fourth offering from on 1 to 4 at Lowell Park on Saturday the 27th. So
right,
it's great that's available again.
Yep, that's the toboggan, and you do want to sign up for a time slot that includes the toboggan, and you'll get to ride that for an hour.
Nice, and then there's the indoor ice skating. This time it'll be at Nagawaki Park from 2 to 3:30 on Saturday the 27th.
Right. So another opportunity to do some indoor ice skating.
Terrific. And we're still on Saturday the 27th. There's a sunset candlelight hike at Minooka Park in the picnic area, either 2 or 3 from 4 to 8.
So you can come out to Minooka Park, bring your dog if you like, and you can hike on those candlelit trails. It'll be it's just beautiful in the evening. And you were talking earlier about the falling snow, so we'll see if we get that.
If the weather permits, that could be a really perfect night.
Yes, but just even having the trees with some snow in them and walking the trails at night with the candlelight is pretty.
I really hope I get to do that. See if I can get the rest of the family to engage.
There you go.
And then Kreitzfeld Movie Night Devotion at the county airport.
So last year, the county showed a movie in the hangar, and they're doing it again this year. It'll be the movie Devotion. And so you don't often get a chance to see a movie in an airport hangar. So
yeah,
gotta do it here.
That's gonna be pretty cool.
This movie is about the U.S. Navy fighter pilots that fought during the Korean War.
Wow.
So just bring a chair and enjoy the movie in the hangar.
As the son of a Korean War vet, I think that's something I may want to participate in. So as long as it allows me. Well, I don't know. I'd have to do the hike first at Minooka, then get back there in time.
There you go.
So we'll see if we can make that work. And then on the final day, the 28th, we finally made it to the last day with time to spare. the extreme snow slide back at Lowell Park, 1-4 on Sunday the 28th. So do you get a lot of repeat visitors or repeat offenders for that?
You know, for some people, they love it.
It's
but
a high.
Yes, but for others, it's kind of a one and done. Check it off the bucket list. They've had enough of the snow flying in their face. And
oh, that's funny.
But lots of fun.
Very cool. And then a dry January extreme mocktail class from 1-4 at Schutze.
So, yes, we do have a mocktail class. It is full. We've had lots of people inquire and sign up for this class. So that registration is closed. But we will be, we'll have a bartender on site teaching people how to make mocktails.
I've made a good mocktini and a good mock Cosmo in my day.
Nice. So, well, I think he'll be teaching about old fashions, how to make them mocktails. And
dry January has become quite the thing. I'm meeting more and more people that are doing it. So.
Yes, and I heard there's a drink that he'll be offering, abstinence on the beach will be offered as well.
I love it. I'm looking through the window and I'm just cracking a big laugh. So that's hilarious. Terrific. So where did you, there was hockey. Did I miss the hockey?
They'll be doing it on the ice at Lowell Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. The ice rink, as long as that freezes solid.
Is that just opening night or will it be the other night?
No, the rink, once it's frozen solid, it'll be open even beyond January. Okay. As long as the ice stays solid and the temperatures are cold enough.
So let's knock out. Boy, it's too bad we couldn't have Jamboree a week early. You know, we were all set for it. And for me, it would have been great because all the basketball games were canceled. And so I could have made an opening night. And boy, we shared the snow. But you're right. Logistically, that would have been hard. Some people could barely get out of their house, I would imagine. I'm predicting here.
Right.
So.
And it was actually this. We shift towards the last two weekends of January.
Right. That's the tradition. Yeah.
But last year it was this week. And
okay.
But I don't think it would have fared very well with the weather that we've got.
Hey, when we come back for our final segment, more thoughts from Joanna Adamicki and how to best take advantage of this year's, the 39th annual Waukesha Jamboree. So don't go away. This week, Waukesha continues.
Green grow the rushes grow. Green grow the rushes grow. Green grow the rushes grow. Don't postpone to preserve. La 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 la. La 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 la.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
feel all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get together and feel.
Hey, welcome back to This Week in Watch, Sean. And you're listening to one of my favorites, One Love by Bob Marley, another appropriate song on this Martin Luther King Day weekend. Happy long weekend, holiday weekend to all of you, especially those who missed school and work on Friday because of the weather. So it gives you time to rest up and get ready for Winter Jamboree. And my guest, Joanna Adamicki, has done a great job walking me through all the different events that are being held in this 39th annual offering. And before we finish the show, a couple of big announcements about Jamboree. Go ahead, Joanna. One is about volunteers, right?
So, yes, we are still looking for some volunteers for a couple of the activities. So if you're interested in helping out, specifically opening night, we could use a few more volunteers. And then our glow walk, I know, too, could use some volunteers. Nice. So you just check out the Jamboree website. We're at jamboree.org, and that's Jamboree with an N.
Jan is in January.
Yeah, that's right. So check that out.
JasonBoyOREE.org.
That's correct. And so on there, you'll actually find all of the activities. If there are any updates, you'll find it on the website, but then also links to volunteer.
That's terrific. And you mentioned some mascots.
So, yes, keep your eyes out for Lil Chill. That's our penguin.
Lil Chill, the penguin.
Lil Chill, the penguin. Love it. Cool Blue is our snowman. You'll see him
You're
around,
my boy,
too.
Blue.
All right. And then Big Burr is our...
Big Burr, as opposed to Big Bird.
Right. This is Big Burr.
Is it a big bird that's like blue, like all like cold, like frosty?
No, that's our polar bear.
Okay.
And he just makes it out for Jamboree. So you'll want to keep your eyes out, take lots of photos, and they'll be visiting a lot of the Jamboree activities.
Sounds great. Oh, that's terrific. So Jamboree is just a week away, opening night, Friday the 19th. And I'm looking forward to it. So much to take advantage of. And if I can't make opening night, I'll be sure to hit that beer garden on Saturday.
There you go.
It'll be available again at Lowell Park. And to learn more again about Jamboree, the website is JANBOREE.org.
Correct.
And I admire all that you've done on this effort and all the other great special events that the city puts on. It's all very top shelf, and all that's attributable to you, in my opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We are working on summer now and looking forward to all that has to offer.
Sure, sure. And I heard you're also already working on 2025.
Events, yes, Jamboree will have a big anniversary in 2025. So looking at all of that and...
40th anniversary in 2025.
Yes, it'll be a big one. Mm-hmm.
So now, I was wrong. You don't have street hockey, right?
Not street hockey, but hockey on the ice.
We could street hockey could be a future.
Certainly could look at that.
That
for,
could be a volunteer opportunity
for the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, so
for sure.
Maybe need to get a couple teams together. You
there
know,
we go.
Or maybe a quick little like a. A little like round robin tourney, like four teams or something.
And do some instruction. I'm sure that'd be great.
Sure. Do indoor and outdoor.
Oh, sure.
Because floor hockey is also fun. So that's because that's one of those things kids of all ages, like I always enjoyed playing with my kids when they were little. We'd play. In fact, I'm kind of bummed we don't do it anymore. Although I guess somebody would legitimately get hurt, I think, now that we're all older.
Well, something we could certainly look at offering in the Schutze gym for the next anniversary.
Sure. Yeah, because I mean, we used to make up different games in the winter. There's so much to do, you know, as kids, you'd invent your own fun.
Right.
And so, and again, I mean, if you can count on the weather participant, you know, like even showing someone how to make a rink, you know, like a small rink. So, but I know that's a little more time consuming.
Yes. Yeah, the rinks do definitely take
snow
a lot of
football.
Time.
That was another pastime of ours.
Well, we used to offer volleyball
outdoor volleyball.
Outdoor volleyball. That was the first year of Jamboree. And we've tried
to be outdoor beach volleyball. Like they have to come out in bathing suits and stuff, right? Or no?
I'm not sure about the bathing suits.
I'm just joking.
But sure. They definitely played outside. And we've tried to bring it back a couple times. And I don't know if people just aren't as hardy as they used to be, but we just haven't been able to get teams to sign up.
For volleyball. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. That's but the thing I loved about when we'd play snow football, I mean, granted it was tackle when we were kids, but you could still do touch or flag. And if you get enough snow, it's like you don't get cold playing.
Right.
You're just running off. I mean, and if you're dressed well enough.
For sure. Well, and we've learned over the course of almost 40 years for Jamboree, sure. We do have to offer things so that we can have the event despite the weather.
Sure. So less than 2 minutes left for the show, Joanna. Thanks again for joining us. What is some last second advice or that you want people to know about this year's Jamboree that they, we can't forget to tell them?
Well, I would maybe try and plan out some of the activities. Dress warm. We'll have places that you can go in and warm up. But if you're going to be outside for an extended period of time, you know, the fireworks is a 15-minute show.
Sure.
You want to make sure to have those mittens or hats.
And hand warmers, too.
Hand warmers are always a good idea.
Sure.
So those big things that you normally don't get to see. Fireworks in the winter are just very different than in the summer. They just kind of hang there, and it's really cool to see. So you don't want to miss the fireworks. The glass blowers, I think, will be really cool to see.
Yeah.
We're putting together an ice cave of blown glass icicles. So don't want to miss that out at Lowell either.
Sounds great. Joanna Adamicki, Special Events Coordinator, Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry. Thanks so much for being my guest. Best of luck with Jamboree.
Thank you.
Up on Friday the 19th and goes through the 28th. And I hope everybody enjoys this nice snowy day. Please be safe. Whether you're driving or you're walking outside, and have a very enjoyable and thoughtful and purposeful Martin Luther King Day this coming Monday. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week with Olivia Rangel and Coach Lindsay Schultz, my guests. Bye for now. See you.
What about the one-on-one? What about the let's get together and feel all right? I'm fleeing to mankind.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The Midwest slammed by a midwinter storm with frostbite warnings in Iowa affecting campaigning for Monday's Republican caucus. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has been talking to candidate Ron DeSantis on the freezing campaign trail.
Governor, if you get a voter on the phone who says, all this snow, low temperatures, why on earth should I come out on Monday night to caucus for you? What's your answer?
You're never going to have an opportunity to have your vote count more, pack more of a punch than on Monday night.
Weather is forcing Republican contenders to adapt. DeSantis canceled a series of events. So did Nikki Haley, who turned hers into telephone town halls.
I am so sorry that we couldn't be in Fort Dodge.
CBS forecaster David Parkinson says the portents are pretty chilly for tomorrow's NFL game between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At Highmark Stadium on Sunday, you've got lake effect snow, you've got winds gusting at